Mini episode 118 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Royalty Tours USA, your ultimate resource to traveling in style to attend sporting events. Follow them on the web at royaltytours.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 118 of the FDH Lounge and our presentation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after 8 years on our previous platform. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a look at Albert Pujols and how he fits into the buy low, sell high paradigm. For years, we have been preaching at FantasyDraftHelp.com about the concepts of progression and regression to the mean. Taken in their simplest forms, they are defined as players bouncing back both positively and negatively from hot and cold streaks. Essentially, in the overwhelming majority of cases in baseball, as well as hoops and hockey, players will snap back to a range somewhere between a rosy scenario and a gloomy scenario based on their history. Only on the rarest of occasions will a player completely transcend his past accomplishments in either a negative or a positive way. So what is Albert Pujols' realistic worst-case scenario for what has been an awful 2012? And how can you benefit from what the rest of the campaign represents? We'll have that for you in a moment. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Would you walk us through a typical day for you?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
Yeah. I just stare at my desk. But it looks like I'm working. I do that for probably another hour after lunch, too. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Okay, let's take a look back in time to help paint the picture a little better. On our show, midway in the summer of 2006, we critiqued a terrestrial radio fantasy program in Cleveland that spent a lot of time crying about Mark Teixeira. Granted, he got off to a horrible start, smacking all of 8 home runs through June, but this show didn't point out that good times could be right around the corner. Rather, they spent all of their time talking about him bemoaning his lack of production. And while they didn't counsel owners to take what they could get for him, the tone of their coverage certainly suggested it. Conversely, we used this example to scream about how you should try to trade for him as soon as you could. From July to the end of the season, he crushed 25 home runs, justifying our advice. Now, what can realistically be expected of Pujols the rest of the way? Consider first that the most pessimistic scenario that anyone could have possibly had for him going into this year would still have yielded a .280 batting average, 30 home runs, and 90 RBI. These numbers, while outstanding for most players in the game, represent a gigantic downturn from his career averages. Given that he cannot be expected to get old overnight, those numbers represent the bottom of the realistic range for him. With the start that he's had, what would we have to finish with to achieve those numbers? As of May 13th, he'd have to tally 29 home runs, 79 RBI, and about a .300 batting average to reach that point. That production, wedged into 4.5 months, would be a tremendous turbocharge for your team, which should give you all the motivation you need to hang on to him if his numbers have been victimizing you, or to try to buy low if you suspect the Pujols owner in your league is quite disillusioned. The only caveat to this advice involves auction leagues, where his literal price tag might be too difficult for you to manage. But wherever possible, Pujols should be seen as the large potential boost that he can be the rest of the way, not the albatross that he has been thus far. Winners are never governed by pure emotion. Thanks for checking us out. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversation with rock superstar Steve Perry from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.